Today's message is entitled, I Will Walk by Faith. It has to be a determination. It has to be something that is settled in your mind, settled in your spirit. I will walk by faith. Because it is a choice that you have to make. There is a decision that you can make. You can choose to follow after the things of God, or you can choose to follow after the things that you desire and after the things of this world. We must recognize that although we have been born again and now the Spirit of God has been deposited into our hearts and our souls, we still have this natural mind to contend with. We still have this natural mind that we have to fight against and choose to walk by faith. Because what the natural mind does, the natural mind loves to just sense things through those five senses that you have. If you can't see it, you won't believe it. But the Word of God says, blessed are those that do not see, but yet still believe. I will walk by faith. I need you to make that determination in your mind. I need you, the saints of God, connected to Jesus Christ. He is our brother. We are a joint heir because of him. I need you to connect to your roots. I need you to connect to the roots of the fact that you belong to the same tribe that Jesus belonged to, and he belonged to the tribe of Judah. And Jesus Christ is a lion. He came in like a lamb, but he's coming back like a lion. And you need to allow the Spirit of God that has been deposited into you to become like a lion. But a lion cannot eat salad. Lions do not eat salad. Lions eat meat. Do you understand that? And in order for you to grow in the things of God, you've got to eat what lions eat. You've got to begin to behave and think as Jesus Christ behaved and thought. And you've got to make a determination while you are still yet in this body to say, you know what? Although I might be in this world, and although I might be made of the dust of this ground, I have made a determination that I will walk by faith. No ifs, no ands, no buts about it. I will walk by faith. The Word of God says that the just shall live by faith. Amen. Open your Bibles, if you will, to Exodus chapter 13. Father, put your blessings all upon this word. Holy Spirit, do something in this word. Wake up your people, O God. Encourage them in this word, God. For you have said you have given every man a measure of faith. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that this word would minister to each individual measure of faith that you have put inside of every individual. Exodus chapter 13, verse 17 says this. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. We must understand that Jesus Christ has called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. And as we exist in the light, we must walk by the light. And the only way to walk by the light is to walk by faith and not by sight. Sight will mess you up. Sight will tear your faith apart. Sight is where depression comes from. Sight is where discouragement comes from. We are children of the light, and the Word of God says that the children of the light should walk in the light. Amen. Not necessarily depending upon these eyes, the eyes of this world. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go. Now, when we were born into sin. We were born with a passion for the things of this world. We were born as a slave to sin, and we might as well call the devil Pharaoh. Okay? we were serving Pharaoh before we came to Jesus Christ. But when we made the determination to be born again and to walk away from the things of this world, to walk away from Pharaoh, to walk away from Egypt, we said, God, I am going to follow you and I'm going to walk with you. Exodus 13, 17 says, it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go. So here it is, Jesus Christ, if you are born again, has pulled you out of darkness into the marvelous light. The devil had to let you go. Do you understand that? The devil had to let you go. When you say, Jesus Christ, forgive me of my sins and trespasses, be the Lord of my life, Pharaoh has to get off the throne. Do you understand that Jesus then sits upon the throne of your heart and life and you fix your eyes on Jesus? And that's the problem with the church today. Many of us, we have eyes, one eye in the world and one eye to Jesus. Our eyes must be both fixed on Jesus because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you, Jesus. When Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, even though it was near, because he knew if they saw the Philistines, that they would get afraid and run back for Egypt. Do you understand what happens after you've been born again? If you start to use these eyes again, if you start to sense and to feel and to live and to walk by sight, then fear is going to be your portion. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. But that only happens in the light. That only happens when we walk by faith and not by sight. Listen, the children of Israel could have went straight to the land of the Philistines to get their promise, but God said, I can't take them that way because they're not going to walk by faith. They're going to let what they see steal what I want to give them. And here's the thing about God. He never requires us to fight our own battles, but yet still, if you walk by sight, you will run from your promises because they seem to be blocked by your sight. You cannot afford to live by sight. We must operate by faith. There is nothing in this world that can bless us like God. The best things in this world are invisible. How do I know? Because the word of God says that the things that are seen are temporary. And the things that are not seen are eternal. Saints of God, look for the invisible things that you can only find by faith. Amen? Here is the problem with us that are born again and still living in this world. We still have memories of Egypt. We remember what it was like back there. Because sometimes God's going to cause you to go through some dry areas. Sometimes God's going to cause you to go through some pain. And you're going to begin to look and experience it with your natural senses. And you're going to walk by sight and you're going to miss what God is trying to do. Verse 18, but God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up, harnessed out of the land of Egypt. So instead of going through a populated area, instead of going through a place where there were stores and there was grain and there was meat and there was all these things, honey, milk, instead of going straight through there to get to the promised land, God had to take them through the wilderness. Amen. Where they could see nothing. There's no stores out there. There's no livestock out there. There's no crops out there. So what God said is this, I am going to make you live by faith. Some of you get so discouraged because you don't see the blessings of God because you're looking at for them with your natural sight, and the enemy is allowed to minister to you through your fear. If you're always looking for God and looking for the blessings with these natural eyes, that's when the enemy come in and he can wreak havoc on your life. Because listen, if your joy is bound to how much money you have in the bank, how many of us would be sad? If your joy is tied to what you can see, we're in trouble. That's where depression comes in. That's where discouragement comes in, when you are living by sight. If you can say, I'm only blessed if I can see it, then you're not truly blessed. The blessing is more than what you can see. Faith says, my Father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Listen, I don't need cows at 1926 Lakewood. God can keep the cows all over the world. All I need is access to the cows. And that's what faith does for you. Faith gives you access to the things of God. If you are stuck looking for things by sight, you're going to miss many, 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 many blessings. Say this with me. God, you took me from Egypt. Take Egypt from me. We need Egypt gone, because Egypt is what you can see. Listen, they were bound when they were in Egypt. They were slaves when they were in Egypt, but still they longed to go back because they got a little hungry in the desert. Let's go to verse 20. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in the pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in the pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Let's bring that to 2017. We serve a God that says that I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. We serve a God that leads us to green pastures. We serve a God that says, my sheep know my voice and a stranger they will not follow. Don't look for the blessings. Follow the blesser. Follow the blesser, the one who blesses. Because when you revert from walking by faith, Lord, here's walking by faith. Lord, I don't see it, but I believe it. I don't know how this bill's going to be paid, but Lord, I trust you. I'm still going to see, the devil wants to steal from you, and he's stealing from a lot of you, because you won't pay your tithes because you say, well, if I pay my tithes, then I can't pay my car bill. So you decide that, you know what? I'm going to keep it and I'm going to walk by sight, because basically I don't believe that God's going to honor his word and he's not going to bless me for being a blessing to him. Now listen, I'm not a pastor that preaches to you to give me your money. I don't need your money, okay? I work 2 jobs and God is good to me. I'm teaching you this so that you can be blessed. The reason I am blessed is because I know how to sow seed and I know how to obey the word of God. When you walk by sight, your resources are limited. You get paid $1,000 a month, okay? And we can't give God $100 or whatever he says to your heart to give. I'm not going to bound you by law. Whatever he says upon your heart to give, but if you eat your seed and say, God, I don't trust you, here's the field where your blessing should be growing, okay? And here's the seed that you've been given, and God says, throw some seed on that ground so that I can bless you. But instead you say, well, God, I'm going to give this seed to American Electric Power to keep my lights on. First of all, if we were truly following God and being obedient to him, we wouldn't be in a position where we ever had to say, I've got to either pay the electric bill or pay my tithes. Because I serve a God that can give me more than enough. I serve a great God. And listen, you see how passionate I am about it right now? It's because I have determined that I will walk by faith. It's a determination. It's a determination. I will walk by faith. I'm not going to follow after the systems of this world, the things that I can see. The children of Israel were led at night by the pillar of fire and led by day by the cloud. Wow. God is going to lead, and as he leads me, he is going to make sure that I am comfortable in my environment. Why? Because he is a good God. So here I am walking in the desert as the children of Israel. It's hot in a desert. It's blazing hot in deserts. But God is going to lead us by a cloud. What happens under a cloud? What's under a cloud? Shade. Shade is under the cloud. The shade of his favor, the shade of his grace, the shade of his promises are there for those who will follow him. But if the cloud is moving this way, and I'm still standing here, I can't expect the raindrops. I cannot expect the shade. We must learn how to follow him by day and by night, by Sunday and by Wednesday, by Thursday and by Saturday. Jesus said that it is necessary that I go away, because if I don't go away, I cannot send the Comforter. Oh, the Comforter is a cloud. I promise you, the Holy Spirit is a cloud that shades us from the things of this world. Sickness tries to come upon us, and the Holy Spirit is there to shade us. Depression and anger and all the things and the tricks of the enemy try to come against us, but the Holy Spirit is there to comfort us, to quench those fiery darts from the enemy. Do we serve the same God? Because you're awfully quiet. Do we serve the same God? Thank you, Jesus. And I don't need applause, but he should. If we're talking about him, he deserves some. Well, amen, you are a good God. Amen, you are magnificent. Amen, you are mighty. Amen, you are a comforter. Amen, you are a provider. Amen, you are a healer. We're talking about God this morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let me tell you what walking by sight does to you. Let's go to Exodus chapter 16, verses 2 through 4. I thank God for the sound of the train. Praise God. The sound of the train. He's coming back again. There's going to be a mighty trumpet blow. He's coming back again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We must walk by faith to find him. And we must walk by faith to be found by him. Because the word says that when he comes back, will he find faith on earth? Amen. So what happens to us when we walk by sight? What happens? Exodus chapter 16, starting in verse 2. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The whole congregation of them. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots or the meat, and we did eat bread to the full. For you have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Hunger will make you leave God, if you let it. Hunger, what hunger does, will allow your natural mind to get into motion and say, how can I feed me? Okay? Hunger breaks away from the spiritual walk, saying, there's food up ahead. Lord, I trust you. I just know there's food up ahead. You're not going to lead us out here just to kill us. Lord, you're good to us. You delivered us in mighty. They saw all the miracles. They saw the plagues. They went through the Red Sea. They saw Pharaoh's army drown. All of those mighty things that they saw God do. And now their stomach grumbles a little bit. And they're ready to say, well, why didn't you just kill us? We're hungry. Listen, saints of God, that is why the flesh must stay dead. That old man who you were before Christ must stay dead so that we might follow after Jesus with our whole hearts. Because as soon as your flesh gets a little bit hungry, lust will come for the things of this world. Okay, verse 4. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. Let's bring this to 2017, okay? So here we are. Here this world is in a desperate state of spiritual hunger. Everybody's searching for something outside of here, but they don't know what it is. Okay, look at our government. What a mess. Look at the television. Look at the movies. What a mess. They're all searching for something. They all hungry for something, but they don't understand what it truly is. It's God. It's God that they hunger for. And here's God telling the children of Israel, listen, I am going to rain down bread from heaven to fill their hunger. Saints of God, I want to tell you that God has rained down bread from heaven to fill our hunger, and his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He is the bread of life. We must eat of him by faith and continue walking. Amen. We must understand that we are a new creation in Christ, and the old us is always longing for Egypt and the things of this world. We must understand that walking by sight leads to death only. The nails need to be forever placed in the coffin of our death to the world so that we might be made alive in Christ. The only way that you can ever make the declaration that I will walk by faith is that you remain dead to yourself. And it's time that we finally get some nails out and nail the coffin shut. Because how many times are we wrestling with this flesh? Lord, I want to believe, I want to follow, but since you're not moving, I'm not going to tell you this, God, I'm just going to do it. Basically, since you're not moving fast enough, I'm going to create some things on my own. I'm going to walk by sight. And then after we've made a mess of our lives, we've got to go right back to him anyway and say, Father, forgive me. I'll wait some more. Okay? We need to remain dead. John 3:30 says, he must increase, but I must decrease. Often, always, daily, decreasing. The only way to walk by faith and not by sight is to close these eyes forever. The only way to please God is by faith. And the only way to walk by faith is to not walk by sight. And the only way to not walk by sight is to not have sight. And the only way to not have sight is to be dead. That is why it is necessary that we crucify ourselves so that we don't even have the opportunity to walk by sight. Is it easy? No. Is it worth it? Yes. Amen? Why do we need to have these eyes sewn shut? 1 John 2:15 says this, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. You need your own sight. You need that old man to engage the world, okay? The only thing that this world wants is for you to stop walking by the Spirit and come back to Egypt. Because in Egypt, you can be drawn away by the things that you see. And he's telling us here, all that is in this world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 7, we see a declaration. And it says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Because walking by sight only leads to the way that seems right. Did you hear what I said? Don't miss this. Walking by sight only leads to the way that seems right. This seems right. I'll do this. Okay. All right, God. Okay. This must be a door that you've opened. Okay. This seems right. And look how close to the edge I am. All right. The only thing that your natural eyes can do is go the way that seems right. I don't want to go the way that seems right. We should desire to go that way that is right. And the only way to go the way that is right is to walk by faith and not by thank you, five of you, thank you. Can we get the rest of us? The only way to do it is to walk by faith and not by God wouldn't be telling us this message if we weren't doing it. This message wouldn't be here for us today if we were all walking by faith. How many of us in this room can make some improvements in walking by faith? Every single one of us. We must begin to turn off our sight in the things of this world and understand that there is only limited understanding that comes from walking by sight. And walking by sight does this. This is why God hates it, partially. Because walking by sight leads to the glory of man. Look what I've done. Look what I found. Look what I accomplish. Look what I am doing. And glory is only coming to the man. And we know that we serve a God that is jealous. Amen. And listen, when you walk by faith, oh, see, this is where the praisers come. See, this is where the worshipers live. This is where the worshipers live over here. Those that walk by faith, because they understand that if it wasn't for God, you didn't see the way, but you trusted him. You kept believing in his word. You kept standing on his promises. And that's where the worship comes from. That's where the worship comes from. That's where the worship comes from. Those that follow him and walk after him in spirit and in truth. Walking by faith is just this. God, I don't know how you're going to do it, and I don't need to see it, and I don't need to understand it, but your word says that you shall supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So what I am going to do, I'm not going to go over here and work more overtime. I'm not going to go live paycheck to paycheck. I'm going to surrender my tithes. I'm not going to keep my tithes and pay a bill. This is what I'm going to do, God. This is what your word says. You said the just shall live by faith. So I'm going to step out on your word, Lord. I'm going to believe that you are not a man that you should lie, or the son of man that you should repent. All walking by faith is this. I'm going to see what God says about the situation. I'm not going to trust my own judgment. I am not going to lean to my own understanding. I'm going to acknowledge him in all of my ways. That is what walking by faith is. It is not that I need to see it. I don't need to feel it. I don't need to experience it. I don't need to know it. I just need to know. Listen. This is what faith says. Faith says this. Faith listens. You see, you walk by sight and you can only listen to what your eyes are saying to you. But faith does this. Faith just listens. Faith doesn't need to see. Faith just needs to hear. God, did you say that? Did your word say that? Did you say that I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus? That I'm going to step on your word and I'm going to believe by faith. You see, thank you, Jesus. Listen, you will get much further in life walking by faith, because by sight it's just baby steps. I don't understand where I'm. And we just look like sheep that are led astray. And listen, wandering. But when you walk by faith, that's why the only way you can fully walk by faith is to be a dead man. You can't have any senses in this world. You can have no trust, no hope, no confidence in the things of this world. If I get fired from the sheriff's office tomorrow, if they ask for my badge and gun tomorrow, I will still eat tomorrow. I will still have a house tomorrow, because I do not walk by sight. I will not walk by what I can see. I am going to walk by what he said. We are standing on a spinning ball right now called Earth that God spoke into existence. He spoke it. He didn't tell the angels to build it. He didn't send Adam to the garden and just start with a little piece of land and build the rest of the earth. He spoke it out of his mouth. That's why I told you to walk by faith. You don't need eyes, you need ears. You need to hear what thus saith the Lord. Lord, what are you saying to me, Lord? I need a word from you, Lord. You see, listen. Carnal Christians, worldly Christians, Christians that are half Egypt and half promised land, okay? Half spiritual and half carnal, they need to see some things to get excited. Let me see. So if I work this many hours, I will have this, and then I can get that car I've been saving. And then, no, you got to throw that out the window. Because listen, the math is not going to add up on this side. The math never adds up on this side. Listen, we know the story where 5,000 men, women, and children, even more than that, needed to be fed. And there was a little boy there that had stopped by Captain D's and was on his way home and had just a little piece of fish and a couple of pieces of bread. And they said, well, look, this boy's got this little snack from Captain D's. And he said, well, give it to me. Everybody that looks like this, everybody that uses these things would say, that's not enough. That's not enough. That's not enough. But we don't live in the world where we will say that we will live by sight alone. We're going to walk by faith. And listen to the miracle of the 12 baskets left over. Listen to the miracle of the 12 baskets left over. Do you know who that was for? Do you know who that was for? To see all the naysayers. Not only was there enough, not only can my God do just enough, but he is going to do above and exceedingly above and beyond all that I can ask or think or imagine. Let me tell you what happens when you keep your money, okay, and you don't be a blessing to the house of God, or you don't bless God, okay? Listen, God doesn't need your money. He needs your obedience to give you more. Do we understand that principle? He needs your obedience so then he can bless you with more, so that you can stop saying, how am I going to pay this bill, and graduate to over here and say, hey, sister, let me pay your bill. Do we understand? Do we understand? You've got to rip. See, there's only fear. When you walk by sight, there's only fear there. You operate in fear. If I give this, then I won't have enough, and then you've cursed yourself. You've eaten your seed. Listen, I'm not talking about just the seed of offerings, of financial offerings. There are other kinds of offerings. Today, the praise and worship in this house was absolutely astounding and magnificent. But did any of you fail to contribute and give an offering during worship? What am I talking about? We were singing hallelujah. Did any of us remain silent at the time where an offering was to be made to God? Because he is truly worthy of our praise. Amen? We must understand that the only way to be still, the only way to be still in this walk by faith and not walk by sight, because listen, when you walk by sight, your natural senses take over and you're going to be very fearful and afraid. And if you see danger, you're going to run. How do I know? We just talked about it. God delivered the children of Israel from Pharaoh in Egypt. He wanted to take them to the promised land. He could have took a shortcut through Philistine territory, but they were not able to go that way. Why? Because if they saw the giants, they would have ran back to Egypt. We cannot afford to walk by sight. One of the biggest signs of walking by sight is complaining. One of the biggest signs, if you walk by sight and not by faith, is there will be more complaining that comes out of you than worship. Do we understand that? If you walk by sight, first of all, it's a wilderness over here, and you're living blessing to blessing, paycheck to paycheck, because you're walking totally by sight, okay? And there's going to be more complaining on this side. Oh, I just never have enough. Oh, I'm so this, and oh, I'm so that, and oh, I'm so this, and murmuring, murmur, murmur, complain, complain, complain. But when you walk by faith, I told you this is where the worshipers live, over here, because they understand that the key to moving God's hand is worshiping Him and trusting that He will always do what He said, trusting that He is a good, good Father. That's who He is. Amen. Thank you, God. Here is what murmuring means, okay? The definition. It's a low, continuous sound as of a brook, the wind, or trees, or of low, indistinct voices. So it sounds something like this. It's the direct opposite of praise, isn't it? It's the direct opposite of praise. Praise is, whoa, hallelujah, I thank you, Lord. You're amazing, you're awesome, I trust you, you're good. That's walking by faith. I don't need to see it to praise Him. Oh, listen. Ooh, that's good, God. Thank you. You see, those that walk by sight, they only get excited when they see a blessing. They see something. Oh, praise God. I got an extra dollar on my paycheck. Hallelujah. They need to see something for praise to come forth. Otherwise, they murmur until they see something. Murmur until they see something. Murmur, complain until they see something. But over here, all we need to see is God. Lord, just take not your presence from me. All I need to know is that you are here. I am not worried about the next meal. I'm not worried about this bill. I'm not worried about my husband. I'm not worried about the job. Lord, are you here? That's all my spirit needs to know. That's all I need to rejoice. That's all I need is to just sense your presence. I don't need to see a thing, God. I just need to see you. What did David say? I will look unto the hills from where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Say that with me. My help comes from the Lord. Where does it come from? The Lord. In His timing. In His timing and not your own. Because what impatience will do, you can start off, woo, I'm just going to wait for you. It's the first of the month, and I've got until the 15th to pay this bill. Lord, I trust you. Hallelujah. Woo, got Wednesday night service. Yes, I'm trusting you. Then the 13th rolls around you. Okay, God. All right, I'm still, where are you? I'm still trusting you. Then the 14th comes, and it's, oh, I trusted you. I gave my tithes, like you said, and and then here comes the devil. That is what opens up the door for the devil. Murmuring, hallelujah. Murmuring invites the presence of evil and darkness into your life. Murmuring, because listen, whatever's in your spirit it's like a signal and it's calling out for something. So if you've got negativity in your spirit and murmuring and complaining in your spirit, there are two forces in this world, good and evil, God and the devil. You're going to summon one of them. You're going to summon one of them. Murmuring and complaining is going to summon one of them because, listen, they're going to come. Something's going to come into agreement with what you're saying. Something is going to come into agreement with how you're feeling. So if you're depressing, oh, God, where are you? I did what you said. Where are you? And the devil's going to be like, you fool. Why did you give that? Why did you do that? You know, he's forgot about you. He doesn't love you. You're just not good enough. You're not a good enough Christian. You'd be more blessed if you loved God. You don't love God. And that is called condemnation. And condemnation only comes as we find ourselves outside of Christ. Because the word of God said, there is now therefore no condemnation to them that who are where? In Christ Jesus. So while murmuring and complaining summons the devil, summons people, that's the definition of a pity party. That's the definition of misery enjoys company. Okay, you've got to be able to have a praise party and you're the only one at the party. Do you understand that you don't need people to come in agreement with your negativity? You need somebody to shake you out of your murmuring and to shake you out of your complaining, that you might get your eyes fixated back on Jesus. Because there is an old saying in the church from many, many years ago that says this: He may not come when you want to, but he always comes on time. Amen. And I'll tell you why he comes on time. Because he is not a liar. I'll tell you why he comes on time. It's because his glory is on the line. His word is on the line. And the word of God says that he looks over his word to perform it. All right? So as he's looking through your life, some of you want blessings to come in your life, but can he find word in you? Can he find what word? Now listen, if the Spirit of God would move in this place and grant every single one of us everything that we're standing on and believing God for in our life right now, how much would our lives change? Wow. Think about that. If he would instantly grant everything that you're standing by faith on, Lord, I don't see it, but I'm standing, I'm not going to move, I trust you, God. If he would do it in a moment, how much would your life change? What would come in your life, or there'd be nothing? And the word of God says this: you have not because you ask not. What are you believing me for? Amen? So, that's what murmuring is. It's a private expression of discontent. And there's also this thing called a heart murmur. It's an abnormal sound listening to the heart, usually through a telescope, produced by blood passing through deformed cardiac valves. Now, God is a spirit. He is everywhere and he hears all things. So if Jesus Christ were to lean his ear up against your chest, what would he hear? Would there be a heart murmur or there be praise? We must begin to understand that the meditations of our heart are very important. We must begin to understand that God designed us for praise. Let everything that hath breath do what?
Praise the Lord.
And just the good times? At all times. Amen? Let's stand to our feet at this time.